The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
A.J.'s here. R.J. will be here in just a moment. I'm Cody Stutes in for Fred today on The Blitz. We'll be having a good Friday. We're out here at Prime Social. Have a great Friday. You can have a great Friday if you head out to Prime Social as well. 6 o'clock on The Blitz on a Friday means RJ is right around the corner.
Yep, we got a couple minutes, so we're going to bang out the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So this is another sad Gym of the Day, but a U.S. Army veteran, an 84-year-old man, has died in a nursing home, which is that's always a bummer. But it's the way he died that is noteworthy.
Okay.
York Spradling, 84 years old, was a resident at the Consulate Healthcare in Jacksonville. He was failed to be properly bathed, and his genitals rotted off.
Oh,
he had
no.
Gangrene on his genitals.
What?
And they rotted off.
And that was it for him after
That's
that,
it.
Huh?
He was rushed to surgery to remove the dead tissue, which...
I'm going to be sick.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you just ate that that Chinese food.
I'm going to be sick.
But, yeah, and then he died shortly thereafter. I mean, it is you can't get much worse of a story than this. He said his family members would sometimes see problems with the health care he received, and they brought it to the attention of the staff. But he had diabetes. They just didn't take good enough care of him. And he said he'd never seen anything like that before, especially in this day and age. It just doesn't happen. And it happened so quick that they couldn't save him.
Man, you know what the roughest part for him is? Those old folks' homes, they get busy.
Yeah.
And if his stuff wasn't taken care of right, he may not have been getting as busy as he could have.
I don't know what his religious beliefs were, but there are some places where you go into heaven with the body that you've got.
Oh, no.
What kind of heaven is that? Let's face it.
Oh, no.
What kind of heaven is that? And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Jong. That's the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Jong.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Boy, it was a gym, let me tell you.
Oh, poor guy. We have RJ? Okay, well, I figured that was maybe why you were ignoring me when I threw it to you.
Oh, no.
He is ready?
There you go.
All right, let's get to our man. You know him as, and I'll do the Fred introduction. He is the gambling guru of the universe. From pregame.com, the one, the only, the legend, RJ Bell. RJ, how are you, good sir?
Now, you're supposed to do that without the sarcasm in your voice.
I was just trying to do my Fred voice.
But he doesn't have sarcasm. He's sincere.
I'm sincere too, RJ.
You know, how old are you now? AJ?
I'm 38 years old.
I mean, that sardonic scamp, you're a little old for that.
Okay. Well, I apologize.
Time,
I didn't mean for
to
it
get
to come
serious,
across that way.
Baby.
All right, here's
what I'm going to do, AJ. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm reversing the roles.
Okay.
We've got – here's the reality in the Super Contest. We went 4-1 last week.
Oh, nice.
We're in the $5,000 gold. Winner take all. Go ahead.
How close are you to the leader now?
We are in one game back and only one team ahead of us.
Oh, I like your chances.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, an online sports book actually put up odds on this because we were involved, and we're favored to win it.
Nice. How are you feeling?
What's
your confidence for this week's picks?
I love four of them. Now, I can't give them exactly out because
you don't want to pass
I
it
know
to
the competitors
other guys.
Are listening. I'll tell you okay. who I like in general, but I'm not going to go down my pick. But I got four games I'm choosing when it comes to my fifth pick. So I'm going to let you vote.
Oh,
so here's
okay.
the four games. You ready?
Right.
Texans -6, and we're using contest lines.
Okay.
I like Texans. I like the Bills -2.5. I like the Rams -11. I like the Panthers +5.5. Which of those four do you like best? And which do you like least?
I like Texans least. I like Bills the most. Bills or Rams the most.
Here's what concerns me about the Bills. And this is a quirky stat. The Lions are the best team in the NFL against running quarterbacks. They've given up like 60 yards the entire season rushing to quarterbacks. So you look at Josh Allen, over 300 yards rushing the last 3 weeks. His ability, combined, his ability to run the ball is like so important. And I don't think you go 13 games like the Lions defending the run against a quarterback that well just randomly. It feels like they're just doing something defensively that makes it hard for the quarterback to run. And isn't that the Bills' best weapon on offense right now?
It is their best weapon right now, especially no Shady McCoy. But my biggest reason for liking that game is on the other side of the offense. Matthew Stafford, who apparently was questionable with a bad back a week ago, now playing in the cold. Without Kerryon Johnson, this offense has been so bad. And watching that Arizona-Detroit game last week was so painful. I didn't know if anyone was ever going to score. I don't see how the Lions move the ball because, like, they got rid of Golden Tate thinking, you know what, we're a run-first team now. And right about that time, Kerryon Johnson gets hurt, and their offense has just fallen into the can, which is really rare for a Lions team. And the only team the Lions have beaten the last 8 weeks, the Panthers by one, the Panthers who have lost five in a row, and then the Cardinals, who might be the worst team in the league. So, I feel like Buffalo's playing with a little bit of pride. I feel like the Lions really aren't.
And with McCoy, though, I mean, what are you hearing about him playing?
I hear that it's doubtful, and there is a bit of a drop-off after him. But what we've seen the last several weeks, we haven't seen much of LeSean McCoy because Josh Allen's run the ball so effectively. But Josh Allen's not – it's not like Lamar Jackson, these designed runs. He's looking to throw the ball, and when the play breaks down, he goes.
Every quarterback except Lamar Jackson is like that. So the fact that the Lions have done so well against running quarterbacks, I think, speaks to Josh Allen more than Lamar Jackson, right?
But Josh Allen's also been the most effective running quarterback in the NFL this year.
That's what I'm saying. So the team you'd want them to play least is the most effective defense against that.
Well, that's probably true, but I'm just saying they haven't – and, you know, the guys that they've played, Dak Prescott doesn't run as much as he used to. Russell Wilson doesn't run as much as he used to.
Oh, come on now. If you play 13 games, you're going to get a blend of mobile quarterbacks, medium, and immobile quarterbacks. And you add it all. If anything, they've played more mobile quarterbacks than the average team. So if Russell Wilson's going to be a sign of, they haven't really played running quarterbacks, they've played Russell Wilson. Come on.
Okay. One of their data points against the Bears was against Daniel, not Trubisky. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to talk you off the play.
Well, they played the Bears twice, haven't they?
They did, once with Trubisky, once with Chase Daniel.
Okay, so what you said right there was false.
No, I said they've got one data point with Trubisky, one without.
Oh, one Bears. Of the two. Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough. Yeah. You said it that way. I thought you meant one data point is it was the one game against it. But you probably should have mentioned the other Bears game too, though, right?
Well, I was Trubisky's just saying that. Right. I was making the assumption that we knew that they played the Bears twice, and only once they played the running quarterback, Trubisky.
What do you think of Patricia knowing the Bills really well?
I mean, yeah, I guess there is something to say for that. Although this, I mean, the Bills staff is pretty new. He only knows the Bills staff for a year. I don't know what his relationship's like with Belichick at this point to help him out. But you know, the Bills are a tough team to bet as a favorite, which is, I understand your pause, because they're not the kind of team that's going to get separation from a team. I mean, you're really having to count on their defense. But I just think the Lions' offense is the kind of team that I want to be in against.
Let's talk Rams and Eagles, because that's probably okay. Where I'm leaning right now.
Okay.
So, like, what's your
Now you're getting value on the number, because you said the contest is 11?
Yes.
Okay, the current number is what, 12? 12 and a half? There, you're seeing some 13s pop up. So you're obviously getting value on the number if your number's 11. And I think the Eagles are a mess. I was talking early in the show about all the former Eagles that are coming out on the internet and basically saying the Eagles training staff didn't take care of them, lied to them about their injuries and made them go out and play hurt. I feel like with Carson Wentz out, there's a lot of distractions for the Eagles right now. And I know Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, but Nick Foles, when he was out there early this season, he looked horrible, which is why they rushed Carson Wentz back. And the Rams, I mean, if you believe the Rams are a top-tier team, which I do, I think that you have to think the Rams are not going to get slowed down offensively 2 weeks in a row. And obviously the Bears and what they're able to do on defense versus what the Eagles are able to do with a bunch of homeless guys in the secondary is night and day. I think the Rams are in a get-right situation here.
Yeah, I agree. I think Goff having such a bad game on national TV motivates the Rams to make a statement. And I think that the Eagles have been banged up with their D-backs for a while, but they really haven't played. I mean, the one really good passing team they played, and quite frankly, they weren't even that banged up at this point, was the Saints, and that was total domination.
And the Saints killed them, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I also think that what got hidden by how bad the offense looked for the Rams last week was the fact that Talib now has played 5 games with the Rams. In those games at cornerback, the Rams have given up about 14 points a game. In the other 8 games without Talib, the Rams have given up over 30 points a game. So this is a much, much better defense with Talib. And they obviously, the D played really well last week. It was just the story was how bad Goff played and the fact the Rams lost.
I just can't see that happening 2 weeks in a row. I you know, it's kind of like New England. I like New England this week because I can't picture New England in December showing up and just looking like trash 2 weeks in a row. It historically doesn't happen. I can't picture it happens there. And I think this Rams offense, I think, is a historically good offense. And I can't imagine them just being shut down 2 weeks in a row like that. And the Eagles, I don't think the Eagles can keep up with them on the offensive end.
I don't know. I'll tell you this.
How many points do you think the Eagles are scoring with a backup quarterback?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But I want to question that historically good offense.
Okay.
Goff's last 8 games, all right, so it's half a season, he's the 20th ranked passer in the NFL by passer rating, and the QBR 18th. So okay. 2 passer ratings, he's averages 19th. Is that a historically great offense?
No, I guess maybe you're right. I guess I was thinking more about the season that Todd Gurley's had with the yards from scrimmage, although that took a hit last week as well. But I just feel like this team has moved the ball at will all year, and there's an overreaction to what we saw last week, which is the Rams went in and played one of the 2 best defenses in the league and got slowed
down.
But
the overreaction is they're laying 12 and a half points?
Well, no. The overreaction is, it's not necessarily an overreaction, But I am saying that the line continues to move the way – I mean, the line opened the way it did. What did it open, 9.5? I don't think – I mean, I don't care how bad the Rams played last week. When that line opens at 9.5, I think that's an overreaction. I think the – you're telling me the Eagles with Nick Foles should be 9.5 to arguably the best team in the NFL? I don't see it. But I've also been fading the Eagles basically all season long.
Yeah, see, it, to me it's just – this is the team that won the Super Bowl with the quarterback that won the Super Bowl. I get they're banged up. I get. But really, the more I think about this, the more I don't like the Rams. Because here's why. If I just told you we got the fifth best team in the NFL playing the 28th best team. So the fifth from worst, I guess that'd be 27. Fifth from worst and the fifth best. All right. So bottom versus top, but not quite the worst, not quite the best.
Okay.
What's the typical line in the NFL of that game?
I would get. I mean, typical for this year.
Yeah.
I would guess probably 9-10 points on a neutral field.
Okay. Yeah, I would have said that game might move towards 11 or 12. So let's call it 12.
Okay.
So which one? So are the Rams like clearly better than the fifth best team? Meaning. I don't think anyone thinks they're the best team anymore, do they? The Saints are clearly bad. Yeah. And you could make the case that the Chargers are better, the Kansas City's better. I mean, let's
Chicago,
just say the Rams are
the
in
that.
Say it again?
You can make the case Chicago after last week.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
I think they're in the 4-6 range.
Yeah, and I think they could even be second. It's just they're not clearly the best team, right?
Agreed.
And then where's the Eagles right now? The Eagles with Foles, where are they? One, who? How many teams would you favor over them on a neutral this week?
How many teams would I favor over the Eagles on a neutral?
Yes.
Ooh, not the Cardinals, not the Jags, not the Bengals, and not the Redskins.
Maybe. Wait, you're saying the Bills would be favored over the Eagles?
I would favor the Bills over the Eagles, yeah.
and so but somehow the Cowboys were laying how many points at home?
Were they three?
Yeah, 3.5. So
oh, that was a guy. That was with Carson Wentz.
But how many points are you going to drop for the injured Wentz that was been hobbling around the last couple weeks to Foles? How many points are you dropping? Because the line moved about 2 points initially from 9 to 11.
I guess that's probably about right, 2-3 points.
I mean, I got to be honest with you, is I think the Eagles with Foles right now are the, you know, 22nd, 21st best team. I mean, the Jets certainly wouldn't be favored over them. I don't think the Broncos would be favored over them. The Browns wouldn't be favored over them. The Dolphins, Bengals, Raiders, Tampa Bay wouldn't be. Lions wouldn't be. Do you disagree with any of these yet?
I don't know. I guess I'm just thinking back to what I saw of Nick Foles early in the season. I mean, he played Atlanta, one of the worst defenses in the league. We've seen that now. He threw for 117 yards and an interception. I mean, he was just horrible. You know, he wasn't significantly better against Tampa, who's another one of the worst defenses in the league. I just think that he's not what – we saw him as last year in that playoff run. I think he had sort of a magical Flacco playoff run. I also think some part of what we saw last year with the Eagles, I think a lot of that had to do with Frank Reich. I think Frank Reich was a bigger part of that than people want to admit, and I think that's why that offense doesn't look like it did last season. And then obviously the defensive injuries that they're dealing with now. I just think the Eagles
are. But this all sounds like stuff you should have had your biggest bet of the year on the Eagles, other than Wentz being out. The DBs have been hurt. Reich has been with the Colts for a long time, or you know, since last year. So
you're saying I should have my biggest bet on the Eagles?
I haven't heard you like fading the Eagles.
I faded the Eagles last week.
I'm not saying never. I haven't heard you say like this is giving money away. Kind of. Like you're acting like the Eagles. Like last week we felt like this is the last thing we'll do on this game because it really makes I think the point. And we'll be able to move on because I want to hear what you think about the Texans. I know you don't like them. I want to hear why, if you don't mind.
Okay.
But let's think about this. If we say that Wentz is worth even 2.5 points, And then Dallas was considered a half point better with Wentz. So that means Dallas is 3 points better than the Eagles with Foles. Okay. So are you telling me the Rams – so under this theory, if the Eagles are 12 against the Rams, then the Rams would be 9-point favorites hosting Dallas?
But we just saw – I mean, I understand that the spread is the spread, but we just saw the Cowboys were 7 points better than the Eagles.
I mean, if anything, the Eagles actually won. If they play that game, I mean, do you – watching that game, do you – the fact – listen, if you're plus 3.5,
you felt like the Eagles outplayed
overtime,
the Cowboys?
What do you think?
I felt the opposite. I thought the Cowboys should have won that game easily.
But the fact it went to overtime, we probably can just, like, stop debating and say it was a pretty close game. Right?
We can. Yeah.
So I just – it feels like the directionally everyone's saying the Rams might blow them out, but the idea this is moving towards, like, two touchdowns seems crazy to me, unless the internal strife you're talking about is huge. And if it is, then, you know, this line's right. To me, you got to wonder, it's a Super Bowl team. That either means they – but do they want to be embarrassed in front of the world? Because this game's on NBC, right?
Well, you talk all the time about Dream Crusher. I mean, the Eagles are basically basically eliminated from the playoffs, right?
Well, I mean, they have less than a 10% chance.
Okay. I mean, to me, losing that game to the Cowboys, we talked about it last week. Whoever won that game had an inside track to the playoffs, especially if it were the Cowboys. But when the Eagles lose that game, I mean, they dropped from like 40-something percent to I think 5 or 6% to make the playoffs. So I hear you talk all the time about a Dream Crusher situation. Do you not think that was the Dream Crusher for the Eagles?
I agree. And if they were on the road playing Tennessee or in Buffalo, I'd agree with you. Probably the most viewed game this week will be the Eagles, right? The NBC game is almost always the viewed, biggest viewed game. So you're telling me they can't hold their disappointment for 1 week? To me, I'd love to see the Eagles win and bet against them the next week. I feel like this is like, hey, guys, we're the Super Bowl champions. Let's not look foolish today.
Well, that's been my move kind of all year, is bet the Eagles coming off, or bet against the Eagles coming off of a win, because that's when people get excited and they think, oh, the Eagles are back. One last thing I'll tell you on that game from last week, RJ. Until there was 3 minutes and 12 seconds left in the game, the Eagles had scored 9 points. So,
well, and listen, you can slice and dice these games a lot of ways. It went to overtime. That's what I know. Give me your Texans analysis.
The Texans are not the kind of team that I'm looking to give a lot of points with on the road. They've gotten separation in one road game all season long. That was at Jacksonville. They won that game 20-7. Their other road games, loss at the Patriots, loss at the Titans. What should have been a tie at the Colts turned into a 3-point win. The Broncos and Redskins games that could have just as easily been losses instead were 2-point wins. And this is their next road game. So they've had one road game where they got separation. And it's not like I listed off a bunch of good teams there. That's a bunch of pretty average to bad teams with the exception of the Patriots. And they couldn't get away from them. I just feel like if you're telling me, okay, you're and I guess you're playing with what, 6 or 6.5, did you say?
6.
Okay. So you're saying that it would be in Houston, it would be 12 points. I just don't know if I'm willing to give that kind of number with the Texans.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, the Jets have their leading rusher out, their leading receiver out. So, all right. So this is what I'm going to do.
But didn't they have that? Didn't they have them out last week against Buffalo and they won outright?
Well, I tell you, my one loser last week was the Bills. So I don't want to dig too deeply into that game.
That was a sick loss. I had that loss too. But the Jets didn't have any weapons last week, and they were able to hang in there and get a win. And I think with the Jets, you need to ask yourself, first of all, is it possible that their coach isn't fired at the end of the year? And if that's a possibility. Do they want him to not be fired at the end of the year? Because that's going to be a big
question. I do New York ESPN. They say it's 95%+ he's going to get fired. But the fact that games on national TV standalone means they're going to at least – they're not going to embarrass themselves. Yeah. Hey, last thing, if you don't mind. So two reasons to follow me on Twitter. All right?
Okay.
At RJ in Vegas.
Number
one.
Why don't you have Stephen A. Smith tell us? Your boy took a hit yesterday. Are you distancing yourself from Stephen A.?
His Twitter handle is at RJ in Vegas.
Okay.
Nope.
You're not distancing yourself. Okay.
No way.
Okay.
All right. So here's the thing. Number one, I am going to tweet out every pick we make in the Super Contest. 65% of the year, one game out to win $640K, and one losing week the entire year. 13 weeks, AJ, one losing week.
That's maybe even more impressive than 65%. Because it's hard to not have a losing week when you're picking five games.
You're right. And we've had one. Number two, don't jinx us. Number two, we are throwing, if we win, a $25,000 Super Bowl party. I'm pulling it out of the winnings. It's going to be held at a casino, and it will be like one of those you'll always remember. So if you're thinking of coming to Vegas, this will be the perfect excuse. But you have to be following me on Twitter to get the private link invite. So, once again,
his Twitter handle is at RJ in Vegas.
And let's bring it home, AJ.
Let's bring it home. I'm sad the party's not going to be in Atlanta at the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm going to be at the Super Bowl, and then I'm jetting back. Probably not private, but I'm jetting back. Probably Southwest.
You'll be private, or at least in a first class seat.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm a frugal dude, all right?
Okay.
I have my fun, and then I'm frugal. But I will probably do the $15 Southwest upgrade so I can get like A5, and then I rush to the exit row and stretch out those stems.
I like that. You know why? You're from Ohio, right?
Yep.
Humble beginnings. That's why you're a frugal man. I love it.
That's a coal miner. You know, it is tough. I know we got to run. But when you play, you know, I play like 5'10", no limit. So not huge. It's not like TV. But there's, you know, $1,500, $2,000 pots. Imagine there's a, you know, just if you a club comes up, you win $2,000. If a club doesn't, you don't. And then you win, you've got $2,000, you don't. And then you have to say, I wonder if I should get these pot stickers. You know, they're $8. I don't know. You know, it's like it does kind of derange your sense of money when you play poker. I think that's actually a bad thing in poker, because if someone says, hey, drive me to the airport, I'll give you $50. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, you know, before Uber, let's say, you're thinking, wait a minute, $50, that's nothing. But $50 is something, AJ. I don't care what you say.
It always is. It's half $100.
Now, it's two lap dances and a Heineken.
Let me ask you this. The 65% that you guys have hit in this contest, I assume there's a good percentage of those games that you've actually bet, you know, as singular games outside the contest, right?
You know what's funny is, like, Fezzik, who drives our picking, and he's the guy that kind of picks the three biggies, and I pick the last the 4 and 5. He's had a 59% year, which is awesome, right? A professional bettor's goal is 55%.
55,
so
yeah.
59. In fact, this is important to realize. If you hit 55%, your edge over the bookie is bigger than the bookie's edge over a random picker. A drunk baby flipping coins hits 50%. The bookie's edge over that drunk baby is less than a pro bettor's edge over the bookie if he hits 55%. So 55 is gold, right? Fezzik's hit 59. But I've been like in pick 4 and 5, I've been like 74%. It's just – and listen, obviously I know my stuff, but just as obviously we've been very fortunate this year.
You got to be lucky to win a contest like that. You got to be good, but you got to have some good luck as well.
But either way, AJ, I'm going to have dinner with you and Fred in Atlanta.
All right. Sounds good, my man.
But if I win, I'll pay. If I don't, you guys.
Okay. That works for me. Fred's management. He'll expense it. All right. That is RJ Bell. Pregame.com. Go check them out there. And at RJ in Vegas, he's going to give out those picks. Are you going to give them out on Sunday morning? When do you have to have your picks turned in?
There's a they have to be turned in by I think 11 a.m. Pacific on Saturday, and odds are we will have a Saturday game. So I'll be tweeting the Saturday game Saturday and the Sunday games Sunday.
All right, that's RJ. Good luck this weekend, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, that is RJ Bell. All right, I got to tell you guys about Pajamagram once again. Been telling you about Pajamagram, and guys, Christmas is right around the corner. Go with a win-win, something that can make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. The super warm, world-famous hoodie footie from Pajamagram is a great start. It's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold. The hoodie footie is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And you might be saying, man, I'm not into the hoodie footie. That doesn't do it for me. That's okay. They got sexy pajamas. They got cozy pajamas. Whatever kind of pajamas you want for your lady or your dude, they've got you there at Pajamagram.com. Best part, you don't have to gift wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packages. Delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It's basically the weekend at this point. You've made it. I'm Cody Stutz in for Fred Fowler. He's A.J. Hoffman. Here from Prime Social on a Friday, finishing this thing up. Fantastic back and forth with RJ with you on the Eagles thing.
Yeah, it seems like he wants to play the Rams, but he likes the Eagles way more than I do. But you know, they got a lot of money on the line. I understand at that point.
Sure.
You know, every decision is a tough decision. So, so here's the deal for me. I'm not in love with every bowl game from a betting perspective.
Yeah.
But I've decided to at least give an opinion on every play on as to which side I would be looking at. None of these are – I mean, I'm not telling you that every one of these is a firm, solid play because not everyone is. But I at least want to be – because I know there's a lot of people playing in, like, bulk confidence pools and things like
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
So they're looking for – you know, they're looking for something. You know, some sort of information or some sort of opinion. So I feel like I need to get out there and give them some. So
okay.
I figure that at a minimum, I can give a lean on these things. Although I'm not going out there and saying every one of them is a big time bet for me because it's not. But this is so that's the deal. So take these all how you will. I'm not guaranteeing them that these are going to be great by any means, and not all of them are plays for me. But I'll go ahead and go through some of the ones from this at least this weekend.
Sure,
and we'll throw them out there for you. So there's five games on Saturday. That's the games we'll get to. The first one is Tulane. UL Lafayette, the Cure Bowl. Tulane is -3.5 now. They're going to be playing that in Orlando. These are two really good offenses. ULL is 12th nationally yards per play on offense, 96th on defense. Tulsa ranks 64th on offense, 57th on defense. And Tulane. Tulane's gotten better as the season's gone on. One thing about UL, when you look at their stats, you have to take into account that they played against Mississippi State and Alabama. Two games that they got blown out in. And, you know, sometimes it can skew the numbers that you put up for a full season because it's not – I mean, if you take those numbers out, their numbers look even more impressive. But obviously you can't. So both teams should be bowl-motivated. Neither team made a bowl last year. To me, this is a UL. UL is the side. They're UL's better against the run than the pass. I just feel like I don't think they can exploit the holes in ULL's pass defense. Tulane is not built that way.
Played two different quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, so the way I'm looking at it, I like UL Lafayette plus 3.5 if you need a play on that. Utah State versus North Texas in the New Mexico Bowl, which lost their sponsor. It used to be Gildan. Apparently Gildan's like, you know what, we don't want anything to do.
Everybody's already got a white tee now.
Yeah, they, I guess. Matt Wells takes the Texas Tech job.
Yep.
Which throws a lot of question onto this team. Some of the things to know, North Texas, almost all their games were unders this season. Utah State, almost all their games were overs this season. So now when that happens, typically those teams, when you got a great under team and a great over team playing in a bowl game, it's like 65% to the under. So if you just want to play a blind trend, that's a trend. I don't know what the game plan will be. They've basically completely distanced themselves from Matt Wells. So teams lose coaches during bowl season all the time. It's not an unusual thing. And interim coaches are about 50-50 covering. But they've basically lost 80% of their full-time coaching staff.
Yeah,
so this is a
Texas Tech's my school. The OC's gone. The DC's gone. The head coach is gone. A lot of the strength and conditioning is gone. So you've got graduate assistants, interim coaches coaching these cats. And on the flip side of that, coaching things, Seth Luttrell interviews for all these different jobs and then tells Kansas State to shove it.
Yeah.
And goes back to North Texas, and it looks like he might stick around for another year. I got to imagine those kids love seeing that.
Here's another crazy stat, and if you haven't picked it up yet, I like North Texas. The side that I'm on is North Texas, especially outside of touchdown. They are the fifth-ranked special teams in the country. Utah State ranked 66th, but they're 114th in the country in net punting average. They are horrible punting.
Good grief.
And they've also been bad kicking field goals. So if you think a game-changing play could happen on special teams, it's going to happen for North Texas, not for Utah State. I actually think that this is a game worth sprinkling a little bit of money line on at 250, plus 250.
That's where I'm at.
So I like North Texas in this game. My favorite game this week is probably Arizona State, Fresno State. It's now at 5. This game has kind of taken off. It opened at 3, and I loved Fresno at 3. Hammered Fresno at 3. It's now at 6. I'm still not opposed to it at 6. I like Fresno up until it gets to 7. First of all, let me say I feel like this is an under game. Fresno's got one of the better defenses in the country. Herm Edwards is, if you listen to what he's got to say about this bowl game, it's very strange. It's almost looking like he's going to use this as sort of an exhibition to get some guys some playing time for next year. Mm-hmm. He's talking about they're already going to be sitting their best receiver. He's getting ready for the NFL.
Yep, he skipped out on them.
And he is a legitimate star receiver.
He'll be a first-round pick this year.
More than likely. They may be playing a backup running back just so they can get a good look at him. Herm Edwards, it's really weird the way he's talking about this game. It's almost like it's just a throwaway game.
Exhibition game.
And
almost.
He's never played in a bowl game. So now here's the other side of it. Jeff Tedford is pissed off that he's playing in this bowl game. If you don't follow college football closely, you may not know that the early signing date's been moved up now to, I think, December 19th. And it's hard to juggle bowl preparation while you're chasing around recruits.
Yeah.
So he wanted a game after Christmas. They beat Boise in the championship game. Boise's got a game the day after Christmas, and they've got to play in this bowl, day one of bowl games. So Tedford's pissed off about it. I think that he's gonna try to get some revenge here. But I think Fresno's more motivated. I think they want to be a part of the Pac-12. I think this is a perfect opportunity for them to make a statement. So I think they could. It could be a double-digit win. But I like Fresno, and I like the under both quite a bit here.
Oh, no doubt about that. I love Fresno, and I heard you guys talking about it. And I'm definitely in on Fresno this week.
All right, we got to hit a break. We'll come back and we'll hit up the last two games this week, and wrap it up here from Prime Social. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I'm Cody Stutzen for Fred Fowler. A.J. Hoffman is here. We're wrapping this thing up on The Blitz. We were talking about those bowl games. We're short on time, but long on bowl games we got to get to. So let's get the folks those bowl games.
Yeah, the last couple that we've got, I know this is maybe I'm blabbing too long on these. Georgia Southern versus Eastern Michigan in the Camellia Bowl. We talked to Brad yesterday, and he's on the other side of me, so he's the expert. But to me, Georgia Southern is – I'm heavy on Georgia Southern. Eastern Michigan, their strength is their pass defense. Georgia Southern runs a triple option. Doesn't matter.
There you go.
So you can be great with your pass defense all along. Doesn't matter. Army put up almost 300 yards rushing against Eastern Michigan when they played early in the season. That's kind of the standard for how you do against a triple option team. And Georgia Southern's 15th defensively in ISO PPP. So they are and Eastern Michigan coming in at number 7 in the same. This is a good defensive matchup. Should be a pretty low scoring game, but I like the team. I like the team that can move the ball more consistently. And I think the Georgia Southern Eagles take out the Eastern Michigan Eagles. I just think that they've got too much on offense from a run standpoint that Eastern Michigan doesn't seem to be able to stop. So Eastern Michigan a little bit motivated, though. They haven't won a bowl game since 1987.
Well,
the only bowl game their program's ever won, the California Bowl.
Not even in existence anymore.
Nope. They played in a bowl 2 years ago against Old Dominion and lost. So they've got the things going in the right direction, but I just don't think that they can stop the run of Georgia Southern.
Well, that's rough to go to a bowl game facing an option team and just get worn down.
Yeah, and then App State versus Middle Tennessee. This number has bounced around quite a bit. It is now at 7. It's been 7.5. It's been 6.5. Now it's 7. So my deal is with this game, my biggest handicap is motivation. And Middle Tennessee State is extremely motivated. You got to remember, their coach is the father of their quarterback, Brent Stockstill. It's his last game. And after the Middle Tennessee UAB game, Coach Stockstill was basically crying, you know, saying that he wanted this so badly for his son and for these seniors. And, I think that they are a seriously motivated team, which and I put a lot of stock into motivation. And Britt Stockstill should have some time to throw. He didn't against UAB, but UAB's a great pass rush team.
Yeah,
that is not the case with Appalachian. So
new coach too.
I like Middle Tennessee plus the points. Yep. So there you go. That's it for the bowl games this week. Good luck to you guys.
That's it for the Blitz too.
That's it.
That's it, man. Thanks for letting me sit in today.
Good job, my man.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope you had fun. Hope I didn't make you do too much work. That was Fred's complaint a couple weeks ago. Fred will be back on Monday. I forgot to tell you folks about it, but giftingmap.com is where you need to go for all your gifts, all those great gifts. All right, great stuff. @AJ is the real @. My name's Jonk. @Degenerates975. Fred will be back on Monday. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great weekend. Bowl weekend's here. Come out to Prime Social this weekend. Lots of great stuff all night long on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsman 94.4.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.